There is a well-known stero that is asked regarding the authenticity of dreams, where you find that sometimes Chazal indicate that they take dreams very seriously. And there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Hey, that tells us an entire arichus regarding what a person should expect when he sees a particular dream, because dreams really mean something, and they are supposed to be taken very seriously. And you have other Gemaras that say the famous statement, they are meaningless, and you don't have to pay attention to them, you don't have to act based on what you see in the dream. And it seems to be a stira between different Ma'amori Chazal regarding the authenticity of dreams. Are they something that should be taken seriously, or should they be rather disregarded? For instance, you have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed, tells us that if you have people that were told regarding money that they yarshin from their parent, and the Baal HaChalomus comes to them in a dream and tells them that there's a particular batch of money, there's a large sum of money hidden in a particular place in the home, and that money, says the Baal HaChalomus, belongs to Maisa Sheini. And these Yerushim who now realize that they inherited a lot of money go and find the money in exactly the location that the Baal HaChalomus told them. And they take the money, says the Gemara, they don't have to treat it actually as Maisa Sheini, because Divrei Chalaim is Leimam Leimaridin. They could disregard the Chalaim. And even though they only found the money because the Baal HaChalomus told them exactly where it is, nevertheless, they don't have to believe the Baal HaChalomus regarding the fact that it's Maisa Sheini, because Divrei Chalaim is Leimam Leimaridin, you don't have to take the dream seriously. So this Gemara indicates that you don't have to reckon with the dream, you don't have to take it seriously, and you could disregard the dream if you desire, because it doesn't really mean anything in halacha. However, there are other Ma'amori Chazal, and there are other Gemaras that are mashma not like this. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Ches, tells us that if a person has a dream, and in the dream someone puts him in Nidui, someone excommunicates him, someone puts him in Chirim, then the halacha is, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch near Yerdeya, that person should come to shul next day, get 10 people to be matar the nidui, because he has to, in fact, treat himself as being placed in nidui. He has to assume that the nidui was affected, even though it happened in a dream, and therefore he should treat himself like a person in nidui. We know that nidui is a very chomedic thing. You're not allowed to have a bath, you know, to be reichitz, you know, to take haircuts, and therefore he should get 10 people to be matir his nidui. This Gemara seems to indicate that dreams should, in fact, be taken very seriously. And if a person is put in a nidui in a dream, then he should make sure to immediately be matir neder, be matir the nidui, ayidei getting 10 people gathered so they could, in fact, relieve him from this nidui. So it seems to be a stira. In other places, you find that it's a machlekes. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that if a person is noider b'chaloyim, if he makes a neder in his chaloyim, so there's a machlekes if he needs HaTorah. And again, there seems to be a stira regarding the Indian of chaloyimus. So you also find in the Rishonim different stiras back and forth whether we should take dreams seriously or we shouldn't take dreams seriously. For instance, there's a well-known discussion regarding a fish called the barbuta. This was a fish that was the subject of a machlokes rishonim regarding its kashrus. And there are different simonim of a dag tame that some rishonim relied on regarding the shedra, whether it has a shedra or it doesn't have a shedra. And based on this simon of the shedra, Some of the Rishonim wanted to be matter this fish. And then, ultimately, Taisus wanted to say that it's mutter for a different reason, because we know that the simonim of a kosher fish are that they have to have a sanapiv kaskasas, it has to have fins and scales. And the Gemara says that if it has scales, we automatically assume that it has fins, and you don't even have to actually witness it having fins. But this particular fish, it had scales while it was in the water, and it shed its scales, it lost its scales when it was taken out from the water. So this was the subject of a big shayla in the Rishonim. Do we assume that that does have a din of scales? It does have a din of kaskasas, and therefore you could assume that it's a dog that's kosher, this barbuto. Or do you assume that no, it's actually a dog tame? And Rabbeinu Ephraim initially was mekel, says the Gemara, say the Rishonim. The Rosh brings down, the Agoyis Ashri brings down. Rabbeinu Ephraim was initially mekel, and he allowed a person to eat this fish. And then in a chaloim, they were machal him a dover tome. They were machal him a treifazach, shkotzim, v'amosim, to indicate to him that he basically rendered a psak that was wrong. So they fed him something that was osur in a dream to indicate to him that what he did was wrong. His psak, which was meiko, was wrong. And immediately when he woke up, he reversed his psak. He reversed his psak, he rescinded it, based on this dream. So there's a machlekes in the Achroinim exactly how to understand this reversal of Rabbeinu Ephraim. But the Neid of Yehuda writes that it can't be that he was actually chayzer from his psak. Because divrei chaloimis leimalam v'leim aridim, we have to disregard dreams. You can't paskin based on dreams. And therefore, it must be that he was tam chayshish lahachmer for himself. He was nervous himself about being mekel. And therefore, he himself refrained from eating this fish subsequent to the dream, but not because he truly felt that it was treif. But others learned Rabbeinu Ephraim Kipshuta that he was chayzer from his psak, that he was machmer based on the dream. So again, you find this discrepancy regarding how to deal with dreams that a person gets. There's also a well-known incident, and this is the incident of the Orzerua. And as he writes himself, the reason why the name of his sefer is called Urzerua is actually based on a dream, where he had a suffix as to exactly how to write a get for a person who was named Akiva. A person had a name Akiva, and the suffix was whether the name Akiva should be spelled with an aleph at the end, or it should be spelled with a hey at the end. And he was mesupik about it. And lo and behold, he had a dream, and in the dream they showed him the pasuk Urzerua Latzalik Ulishrei Lev Simcha, and the last oisius of the words spelled out Akiva. Urzerua Latzalik Ulishrei Lev Simcha, and the way it was spelled, it was with a hey. And therefore, he learned the halacha, that he learned how to write a get for the person, for a person named Akiva, from this particular dream, and that is why he named his sefer Urzerua. Again, what happened to the rule of Divrei Chaloim is Flemayim V'Leim Aridin? So we are going to just say over two of the various mahalchim that are presented to be miyashiv, the different mamori chazal regarding the concept of Chaloimis. Number one, there's a Tashbetz, where the Tashbetz writes that it really depends. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Brochus, says the Tashbetz, that some dreams, in fact, are real and they mean something, and some dreams are completely meaningless, and it's because it's Hirhuri Alev, says the Gemara. That sometimes when you think about things during the day, you end up dreaming about it during the night, or sometimes if you overeat during the day, you have dreams during the night. Sometimes it's completely irrelevant and it's completely meaningless. Sometimes, Taka, the Baal HaChaloimus is showing you something. In Shemayim, they're showing you something. And sometimes they do, in fact, mean something. Zok de Tashbetz, Memelo, we have a suffix. If a person has a particular dream that has some type of ramification in Halacha, he has to treat it as a suffix. Memelo, Zok de Tashbetz, that's the answer to the stira in two Gemaras that we have presented. Number one, we had a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says that even though the Baal HaChaloimus said that this particular batch of money is in a particular location, but it belongs to Maaser Sheni, the Yesaimim who found the money then didn't have to give it to Maaser Sheni, they didn't have to treat it as Maaser Sheni. Why? Because since we're talking about a Din in Chayshim Mishpat, the rule in Chayshim Mishpat is, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. And therefore, since it's a safek, araya, you can be mekel and you could keep it because you're the muchzik. However, Zakta Tajbis, when it came to the Gemara in, let's say, Nidarim Davches, where someone was placed in a nidoy, in a cherim, in his dream, then, in fact, the next day he had to go ahead and get 10 people together to be matter the nidoy, because over there we're talking about an isser. And when it comes to a safek isser, we will be machmer. So it's a safek, and therefore it depends, says the Tajbis. When it comes to the moment, we say, and you can be mekel, you can keep it by the milksik. When it comes to Isser, a person should be Machmir. That is the Shita of the Tashbits. The son of the Neid Yehuda, in the Shiva Tzion, has a different mal. He says that no. Zicher al pi roiv, the rule would be that divrei chaloyim is leimam v'leim merid. Usually, dreams don't really mean anything. They don't carry significant weight. Memela, when it comes to momenis, we say ein holcha b'momen acharoyv, ein holcha b'momen acharoyv, and even if it were to be a roiv the other way, you would leave it by the muchzik, and certainly in this case where the roiv actually tells you to leave it by the muchzik, you follow the roiv and you leave it by the muchzik. So by momen, you certainly will leave it by muchzik, because ein hocham momen acharoyu. Even if the roiv would be against you, you wouldn't take it away from the muchzik. So kavachaymer over here, where the roiv is actually supporting the muchzik, because divrei chaloyim is leimam v'lo meridin, and the yisayimim who yarshin the money don't have to treat the money as ma'aser sheni just because a chaloyim told them that it was ma'aser sheni. However, by iser, also, said the Shiva Tzion, since Roiv tells you that dreams are meaningless, you wouldn't have to be machmir, and you would be able to be samech lahakel, because Roiv tells you that it's meaningless. So what's pshat in the Gemara in Nedarim, where the Gemara says that if a person is placed in a nidui, in a schaloim, he should get 10 people to be mad to the nidui. Roiv tells you that their dreams are meaningless. That's a case of sakana. Something that has a degree of danger to it. Chamira sakanta meisura. We say that ein holchen bepikuach nefesh achar aroiv. We don't follow the roiv when it comes to pikuach nefesh. We're always machmir, and therefore, if a person is placed in nidui in his dream, he should try to be machmir, get 10 people to be matu the nidui. So that is the sheet of the Shiva Tzion. So it comes out there's a nafkamina between the Tashbis and the Shiva Tzion, and that is with respect to isurim. If let's say you have a suffix that arises in isur. And the suffix is based on, let's say, a chaloim that told you about a particular piece of meat in your fridge that's osir. You had a chaloim, and in the chaloim, they told you that a piece of meat in your fridge is osir. What do you do? Do you treat it as isir or not? According to the Tashbates, it's a suffix. You would have to be machmer. By a suffix, we're machmer by isurim. However, according to the Shiva Tzion, you're mekel, because it's roiv. Roiv tells you that the dreams are meaningless. It's only when it comes to a sakana that we're machmer, because we don't look at roiv when it comes to sakana. But if it's just iser, then in fact you could base yourself on roiv and you wouldn't have to be machmer, you could be mekel when it comes to isur.